We continue our learning. Le'ilu Nishbas David ben Menachem Unish and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Chala Paragalif, Mishnah Ches. Isas Haklovim. If you have dough that's made out of a mixture of flour and bran which typically you would use to feed to dogs, Bizmansha, so how do I know whether you have to separate Chala? So Mishnah says, Bizmansha ha'roim ochlim imena, if there's not that much bran, to the extent that the shepherds, who may not be eating necessarily the best bread, but they'll be willing to eat this because it's at least it tastes decent. So then, chayev es b'chala, then it's going to be chayev chala, since it's roi for them and has a din lechem, so it's chayev l'chala. And if it's true that roim ochlim mimena, the isas haklavim, so isas haklavim also can be used, umarvinba, can be used for an eruv. Eruv Chatzeros, according to some, Eruv Tchumen, according to others. We'll discuss what those are when we learn Masach HaZerivin. Umishtatvin, but you can use that as well for Shitufei Mavoos, which we'll learn also when we learn Masach HaZerivin. For all of these, we need to use food. So for Eruv Chatzeros, we typically assume you need bread. For Eruv Tchumen and Shitufei Mavoos, not necessarily. So certainly it would be acceptable. If it's acceptable for Erev Chatzeros, but you require bread, it certainly is acceptable for Erev Tchumen or Shitufa Mivoos, where we would not necessarily require bread. And you make a bracha on Isas Klavim, on this dog dough, because it's edible to the shepherds, as we said. So you make hamotzi on it. And you can make a zimun if you have three people eating together. So the chayv lezamin, v'nasis b'yom tov. And you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. Meaning because there's a portion of this that's going to be eaten by the roim, that's going to be eaten by the shepherds. Even if the rest of it they're going to feed to their dogs, it doesn't matter. Because you're allowed to bake the entire thing, knowing that part of it is going to be eaten by a person. But if it's only baked for animal food, that's not allowed to do. That's not docha yantiv. The pasuk says, you can't bake or cook for a non-Jew on Yontif, and you're not permitted to bake or cook for an animal on Yontif. And a person, even though it's not ideal, it's not going to make the tastiest matzah, but isas haklavim, you can make it into matzah, and you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with this dough that is called isas haklavim. When there's a lot of bran in it, even if, as long as the shepherds would eat it. So then, en chayev es b'chala, ve'im arvin ba, so then it's not chayev es b'chala, you can't use it for an eruv, ve'im mishtatvin, you can't use it for shituv mevos, ve'im mevarchan ala, and you don't make a bracha on it. As you don't make hamotzi on it. What you'd make, so that's an interesting question, what bracha you'd make on it. If it's not, it wouldn't have the halachic status of bread. But it would be food, so maybe make another bracha. Maybe it's not people normally foods that people don't typically eat the way they are. So we usually make shahakol on those kinds of foods. Vein mezamnen aleh, you can't make a zimun on it. Vein nasis biyomtov. If shepherds are not going to eat, and therefore it's completely animal food, so then you're not allowed to bake it on yantiv. Vein adam yaseh ba dechavos of pesach, and when you not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with it. Ben kach uven kach, mitama tumas ochlim. The Mishnah says, even in a case where the roim, the shepherds, would not eat from it, it's still, since a person would eat it al yedei adchak, if he really were under duress, he didn't have any other food, so then it has the status of food, which is mekabel tuma, until it's what we it comes to the stage, we may know this from Hilchos Chametz, till it's pasul meachilas kelev. Now, we discussed Isas Klav, and we explained, based on the Bar Tanur's interpretation, that there's bran mixed together with it. This is one opinion in the Yerushalmi. Some say, though, that even if you have a dough that's completely flour, regular flour, no bran, it's clean, pure flour, but it was made with the intent, I'm making this for my animal, it would be patur from challah. But that's only, the Gemara says, but it looks like, what do you mean? It's completely clean. Everyone would eat this. So the fact that I made it for my dog, so you tell me that I'm not chayv in challah and I can't, you know, make hamotzi, etc. So the answer is, no. That's only when it's nikar that it is for dogs. Meaning, let's say you didn't make it in the same form as you normally make bread. But if it's not and recognizable that it's for dogs, then it is going to be chayv and chalo. So the other, we have to question about all the other things. That means I really wouldn't make hamotzi on it, but it's regular pas, even though I had intent to give it to a dog. So that's also an interesting question to think about. Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. So we know when it comes to truma, we know that if a zar, a non-kohen, eats truma, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim, and chala is just another form of truma. So the pasuk says, umesu bo ki chalaluhu v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. Kodesh here is a reference to truma, and chala is a type of truma, and it says, umesu bo ki chalaluhu, if you profane it, a person dies. So chala has the same status. V'chomesh, meaning if you eat it b'shogeg, we know you pay keren v'chomesh, based on the pasuk, v'ish ki ochal kodesh bishgaga. Kodesh, again, referring a reference to truma, but as chala as well, the asav chamish is so alav, you have to pay the keren, the value that you took from the kohanim, and add on a fifth. V'asurim lezarin. So this is an extra statement. Of course, if you chayv a misa and chomesh on truma or chala, so of course a zar is not allowed to eat it. So some say because this halacha was taught in Maseches Bikurim, and this statement is made there to teach us that Maser Sheni is different than Truma and Bikurim, where Maser Sheni is mutter to Zarim, to non-Kohanim, as opposed to Truma and Bikurim are not. So based on that, Mishnah Mikurim in the second paragraph, the Mishnah throws in the phrase Vasurim Lazarim here, but it's completely superfluous. And others say no. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that even a Chatzi Shir, where there's no Misa, no Chomesh, less than the minimum amount that you would be normally chayv for eating, nonetheless, that's also Asur Vizarim. We have this generally when it comes to Yisurim. So many Yisurim we have, the minimum amount is a Kazayas. Let's say you eat only a half a Kazayas, so maybe you're not going to get Malkos, or you're not going to get Misa, depending on what it is. Well, let's say in Yom Kippur, the minimum amount to be chayv kares is a kosevis, the size of a dry date, and you have, let's say, half of that, only a part, a little bit of that. So that, you're not going to be chayv kares, and that's why we tell people about to eat shiurim, to eat less than a kosevis amount of food. Nonetheless, it's usur, you're not allowed to do it, so that's why the Mishnah may be saying, v'asurim lazarim, it's usur for a zar to eat chalo and truma, even if you're going to not be chayv, even if you're not going to be chayv misa, even if you had a chatzi shiur. V'heim nechzei kohen, says the Mishnah, chal and truma are considered the possessions of a kohen, which means that a kohen can sell them to another kohen, and buy with the money anything that he likes. He can buy slaves, he can buy land, he can buy a non-kosher animal, whatever he likes with them, not a problem to sell the truma because it's his, and he can buy whatever he likes. V'olin becher u'me'ah, we know that's also true. Truma and chala, just like truma, a kav of chala or truma that got mixed up with 100 kav of chulin, it's batel, 1 in 100. And that mixture is now mutter to a zar. So that whatever applies to truma applies to chala. If you want to touch truma or chala, you have to wash it at tilas yadayim. Our hands, we've mentioned in the past, are stam yadayim shneos l'tuma. Our stam hands, our hands without knowing it, unless we wash them, we assume they're a second level of tuma, and therefore they can make truma and chala into a shlishi l'tuma, because truma as well as chala can become a shlishi l'tuma, and we know kachim karban. It's going to become even a revi'i l'tumah, so you need it tilas yadayim before you touch it. And v'ha'arev shemesh. What's ha'arev shemesh? The sun setting. Meaning you have a kohen who wants to eat truma or wants to eat challah, but he's tummy. He touched the sheretz, let's say a dead mouse, and now he's tummy. So he goes to the mikvah during the day, but now he's only partially tahor. He has to wait. He has to wait till the sun sets, and only then, when it states akhochavim, is he able now, after harev shemesh, is he able to eat the chal and truma. So it says, uvah hashemesh v'toher, v'achar yochal men hakadoshim. That kadoshim is a reference to truma, and truma chala is just another form of truma. Ve'ein, the Mishnah continues, ve'ein, nitalin, min ha-tahor, ala tameh, just like when it comes to truma. We don't take truma from tavua, from produce, from grain that's tahor, on behalf of tavua that's tamei. So the same thing, you can't be mafresh chala from an isa, from a dough that's tahor, on behalf of an isa, on behalf of a dough that's tamei. Why are we afraid of that? Because it's a gzera. Because you may end up then taking, because they're tahor and they're tamei, I want to keep them separate. So keeping them separate is maybe a good idea when it's tahor and tamei. But what am I afraid you're going to do? You're going to separate truma and chala, what we call shalom and amu. Sukkoth, they're not going to be even in close proximity at all. If you get used to separating Truma from something Tahor on Tameh or whatever, so you're going to keep them very far apart. You're going to get so used to keeping them far apart that you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of proximity, of having them close together, even in a regular case. So why wouldn't you bring them together? Because in this case, because you're afraid you're going to make the Tahor thing Tameh. So therefore, we don't separate from Torah and Tameh, Tameh and Torah, for that concern of eventually doing something Shalom and Amukov. Umin Hadavar Hagamur. Says the Mishnah again, you could only separate chal is something ela min ha. Oh, one other thing, ela min amukaf. Well, there it is in the Mishnah. Mishnah says you're supposed to separate chal from min amukaf, meaning just like truma, we should have. Obviously, if I'm separating the chal out of the dough itself, that's beautiful, that's wonderful. But I can also separate from one dough on another dough. That's okay, but they have to be in close proximity. So that's what Mishnah means. Elamin amukov. Umin adavar hagamor also needs to have gemar malacha. Gemar malacha, we know truma has its level. Meruach hakri, you pile up the grain and you smooth it out. Gemar malacha fachala is when the dough is kneaded. At that point, it's a gemar malacha. That's when I'm supposed to separate. If I haven't separated at that point, I can separate later, even after I bake it. But not to separate it before, when it's still a flour, it's not going to help me at all. It has to be dough. Ha'omer, the Mishnah says, kol garni truma v'cholisasi chal. A person is such a tzaddik. He says, I'm going to make my whole goren. My whole granary is truma. The kohen can have the whole thing. Or my entire isa. I'm not going to take off a little bit of chala. The whole thing is going to be chala. Says the Mishnah, lo amar klum. Doesn't mean anything. Why? You have to leave at least a little bit. Leave a little bit over. But you can leave a lot over also. But you could, as long as you leave a little bit, you can separate a lot of challah, a lot of truma. Why do I need to leave a little bit over? Why can't I just give the whole thing to the kohen as challah and call it challah or truma? Because the pasuk says meireshis arisosechem titunu Hashem truma. It says meireshis. From the rachis, velo kol rachis. I don't give the whole thing to the kohen. May rachis from that which is first. I'm supposed to give. And some say it's based on the pasuk rachis digancha, and chala has that's by truma. And chala has rachis arisosechem. So you see, what does that teach you? Shiareha nikarim. I have to have that nothing can be called, not necessarily from Meirishis, that's one possibility. Or maybe just from the word Reishis. Reishis assumes that there's something second, there's something left over. This is the Reishis, this is the beginning, this is what I'm separating. Aha, that's the Chalas HaTruma. There must be a remainder. If you don't leave a remainder, then this is not called Reishis either. That is, therefore, Lo Amar Klum, Achi Yishar Mitzas, you have to leave at least a little bit over.